Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, and this weekend, many of us are going to toast the man who chased the snakes out of Ireland with maybe a pint or a wee dram of something. Where do we go? Well, if a tavern is your choice, you're in luck, because Connecticut will have two of the country's top watering holes. That's right. That's according to the foodie website, The Daily Mail, which just came out with its list of the best bars in America. One of them is an old favorite. In fact, it's as old as our country. The Griswold Inn in Essex has operated continuously since 1776, and the Daily Mail says that the Gris's wine bar and tap room still provide first-class accommodations, fine food and spirits. Its owners promised 243 years ago. Now, down in Mystic, you'll find the Oyster Club, which drew the Daily Mail's praise for knowledgeable bartenders, expansive selection, specialty cocktails, and, of course, fresh oysters. Connecticut has a lot of great places to raise a glass on St. Patrick's Day. Remember to drink responsibly and designate a sober driver. Enjoying the holiday and getting home safely will make St. Patrick's Day another great thing about Connecticut. Yes, Connecticut's still a great place to spend St. Patrick's Day if you're looking for other ways to celebrate other than your local pub or tavern. Listen up. From a cardboard box race to attending an Irish-themed party at a museum, we've got a couple unique St. Patrick's Day celebrations happening this weekend in Connecticut. The New Britain Museum of American Art hosting a special party after hours on Friday. That includes drinks, live music, and a Celtic duo, access to the museum's galleries, a DJ, Irish dancing, demonstrations, and more. Stony Creek Brewery in Bramford hosting an Irish festival on Saturday with on-site food trucks serving authentic fare, Irish music, drum corps performances, and complimentary beer steins for each guest. Plus, an authentic style Irish ale will be brewed special for the event. There's also Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort in Middlefield, which is hosting a St. Paddy's cardboard box sled race on Saturday. That sounds awesome. So participants are going to design their own sled made out of a cardboard box, race it for prizes. There's also going to be costume tubing contests where kids and adults dress up and participate in tubing races to win prizes. Or you can visit the Noah Webster House in West Hartford on Friday or Saturday night for a taste of Ireland. Both nights will include homemade Irish meal, historic tavern games, live music, Irish step dancing, drinks, and more. Get yourself registered for the March CT prize pack. One lucky winner will receive a one-year family membership and two-day passes to the Lyman Allen Art Museum in New London and a private tour for two to the Glass House in New Canaan. All of that including an awesome Connecticut swag bag, including the tote and a t-shirt. Head on over to WRCH.com. Click on contest to get yourself entered to win.